This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. A new $19 billion coronavirus food assistance program was announced this morning. $16 billion of it will go directly to farmers and ranchers for losses related to COVID-19. Another $3 billion will be used to buy food for families who need it. And the hashtag #StillFarming has been widely circulated across the country in recognition of the entire system being used and so heavily leaned on right now to help feed people. Just about 3 weeks ago, I received an email from the CEO of Crop Mobster. If you don't know Crop Mobster, it's a fabulously effective community platform for sharing and exchanging food and supplies and relationships. For example, if I had a tree that was still full of lemons that I couldn't use, through Crop Mobster, I could connect with someone who did want the lemons and would actually come pick them. And this idea works for one tree of lemons or acres and acres of corn. I think the formula is just brilliant. So the CEO is Nick Papadopoulos. He's been on Insight before. And he sent me an email on May 1st that read, "I have written a poem. It's related to mutual aid, sharing food, and rallying all people to help their neighbors." And as a big surprise, actor, activist, and narrator Peter Coyote has agreed to help me edit it and read it. And we're making a short minute 20 video. We'll have a draft soon. Our hope is to have this message spread. So here we are on May 19th. And this is a great uplift because the project is done and it's getting its broadcast debut today on Insight. Nick wrote with Peter Coyote the beautiful piece, and it is designed to honor, as both men say, the resiliency of essential food system heroes. So Nick Papadopoulos is on the phone. Hi, Nick. I'm so happy to celebrate this work with you.
Thank you so much, Beth. Hello to you and your listeners.
I believe Peter Coyote is joining us as well. Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hi, Beth. It's a pleasure. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Peter.
So, Peter, would you start by telling me about Nick sharing this idea with you and what made you grab onto it?
Oh, yeah. I grabbed onto Crop Mobster before I grabbed onto Nick. I live on a little farm, and I've got 40 fruit trees, and I love to make jam. I've got orange tree and marmalade and a lot of Gravenstein apples and lots of different kinds of plums, and I just had too much. And one day I was online, and I stumbled onto Crop Mobster, and I said, listen, if people want to come glean my orchard, I've taken what I can use. It's my freezer's full. And about 20 people showed up, and some wanted to pick the rotten fruit off the ground for compost and mulch and various animals. Others came and they brought goods to trade, like cheese and stuff that they grew. And it was such a phenomenal day that Nick and I somehow found each other. And we did a little video about Crop Mobster. And so when he came back to me about this, I had complete confidence in him. And I said, yeah, I'll chip in and help.
Do you want to add to the story, Nick? And what sparked the poem that you had started writing in the first place?
Yeah, thank you so much, Peter and Beth. The poem started, right around the time COVID hit, right? We're all wondering what the heck's going on, wondering what our world will become. How will we be different? What will we keep? What will we shed? And to me, actions speak louder than words. But at this time, I think words and the narrative we're talking about and feeling is super important. Topics of mutual aid, neighborliness, that's what makes our communities and our human spirit so great. So I just started scratching some words on paper, mostly to get my own head and heart straight, and then started thinking about, wow, let's put a good narrative out there. Let's combat divisiveness, toxicity. Let's bring our communities together in some small way. So when I think about storytelling and narration, who better to reach out to than Peter? And like you said, he'd been in our community before. Peter, I did the math on 40 trees over the course of a few years, and I think just one homeowner, you, with those 40 trees, you've been responsible for saving and sharing. Let's see here. 4 to 8 tons of apples a year over 4 or 5 years. That's astonishing. And think if we multiply that, Beth and Peter and listeners, by thousands and thousands of people. Think if we really focused in on the folks who feed our communities every day, farmers, farm workers, truckers, others. Those are the feelings that were going through my mind. And so just such an honor that Peter, Ben, Bobby from Monkey Rock, we work a lot with UCANR, UC Merced, others jumped on board and really rallied to get this story out there. So, you know, that was what's going through my head. And that's what brought us to this point with this visual audio poem, Live to Share. Our hope is to put this out there and get some good vibes flowing. You know, the real platform, technology helps. The real platform, I think, is community and the human spirit, getting together to get stuff done. And that's the purpose of this. And thank you for helping us release this. Hmm.
We're going to listen to the film in just a moment. But Peter, who did you imagine that this project, the Live to Share project, would speak to?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm, and I grew up in a time before, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but in 1973, Jimmy Carter's Fed chairman, Paul Volcker, I think his name is,
Volcker.
He raised interest points, 5 points in a single day, and he bankrupted millions and millions of farmers. Didn't do this intentionally. But the entire Midwest, these guys had gone into debt because the farm agencies had told them to, and they said their land prices would save them, the rising land prices, and millions of farms went bankrupt. And as for every 5 farms, you lost a local business. And the Midwest, the heart of the country, became a kind of dead zone, and many of these people got hired back working for big corporate agricultural interests that bought their family farms up. And I still remembered all my neighbors and friends chipping in and making hay and gleaning corn and doing this stuff. So when I ran into Nick and Crop Mobster, this was actually an echo to me of a time when I think America was still a we nation and not a me nation. And I think we need a lot more we. And there's nothing better than cooperation and community. And government is not going to do it. Government is, our election system is paid for. And when the guys get to Congress, they're going to repay those debts. So you're going to see corporate agriculture get the biggest share of it. So what Nick is doing is so brilliant, is creating a platform where local small farmers, gardeners, local people can create networks and move stuff around without government and bureaucratic intervention.
So let's listen then to, narrated by Peter Coyote, this project by Nick Papadopoulos, and in collaboration and in honor with the heroes, they say, in our food system. This is Live to Share.
The door of a food bank opens in the heart. Our pantry is stocked with helpfulness, jars and jars of nourishing potential. A kindergarten classroom can make a difference. One fruit tree can help feed a neighborhood, extending hopeful branches and roots across fence lines, boundaries, and borders. Galaxies of potential. Farmers, gardeners, and cleaners. Farm workers, trucks, and volunteers. Canners, chefs, 4-H'ers, and soup kitchens. And remember the hands. Black, white, brown, and red hands. You are all revered and appreciated. Thank you for feeding our communities. Thank you for helping us reclaim and remember mutual aid and neighborliness. A sprouting and resilient spirit core to all communities. Remember your grandma's hands, turning the soil, canning those green beans, sharing a few jars with the neighbors. The love shared is the love we need. Be your own crop mobster. Live to share.
Live to Share and hashtag Live to Share. You can help spread the message. We'll post a link to this beautiful film and also to more about Crop Mobster. Nick, when you hear this, and I know you've written the words and heard them over and over again, are there phrases that stick with you or make you pause or feel still in a different way?
Thanks, Beth. There's a lot of them. each word mattered in that poem that Peter and I wrote. I think we did 7 versions, but I think it's galaxies of potential. We have so much potential in our communities and in our country to get through this, to become more resilient, stronger. Like Peter said, what matters is the local ties that we have in community. That's what we can depend on most. And so I think that's what it is, the potential that we have to get through this and to come out stronger on the other side.
Peter, how about you?
Well, you know, I'm a Zen Buddhist priest, and when I heard read the words live to share, I thought that was the most brilliant encapsulation of what Buddhism was about and what Christianity was about at its root and what Judaism was about at its root and what Islam was about at its root. It's we, and it's not me. And so here was a brilliant, simple, self-powered mechanism. And I'd make a T-shirt, live to share, and I'd sell it and give the proceeds to farm workers and medical clinics out in the fields. I used to work for Jerry Brown, and one of the things we did that we were really proud of was we got rid of the short-handled hoe that made farm workers stoop all day long and bend over. Mm. And when Jerry was out of office after 2 terms, the big agricultural industries brought the long, short-handled hoe back because they couldn't tell if the workers were working, they said, unless they were bent over. Well, that's no way to treat the people that make our food.
I will add that the images in this film include faces of workers and families and hands, as you heard them, of all colors and shapes and sizes. I love grandmother's hands holding blueberries. So I really encourage people to be able to take in the full message by seeing the video. And Peter, I just want to say for people who may not know about your career that in those 130-plus films, there must be so many that people are either watching for the first time right now or rewatching because we're all inside watching movies and reading books. So
it's true. I spend 8 o'clock at night, I turn my brain off, and I watch Netflix and Amazon Prime and old movies and stuff. It's a great release.
So people can see you, of course, in E.T. and A Walk to Remember in Aaron Brockovich and Jagged Edge. And I love the fact that you also won a Pushcart Prize way back in the early 90s because the writing in this piece is beautiful. I like the phrase, extending hopeful branches and roots across fence lines and boundaries and borders. I like that we can reach beyond ourselves and our community to an endless place and be with each other. So thank you for that.
You know, you actually revealed my deepest secret, which was that I was an actor so that I could afford to be a writer.
Well, then this is a beautiful full circle gift right now. Yeah, so Nick, before we go, just say more about what Crop Mobster is doing right now in this COVID time.
Sounds good. Thanks again, you two. So our website's cropmobster.com. What we're doing is working to grow a movement and a platform, like you said, Beth, where anyone can sign up, post, make sales, donations, wanted, a little bit like Craigslist. But really what this is about is let's rally and build community around the needs and wants and resources that are abundant and that are out there. And we just need to connect the dots, get the good vibes flowing, and connect people. And so in this COVID environment, we see the food supply chain starting to break down a little bit. And we see a lot of reorganization and scrambling to reconnect supply with demand and people in need with people who have the ability to serve those needs. So we're working to grow statewide and throughout the country with our partners in the land-grant university system at University of California. There's a great public-private partnership called The Vine that we are building to really accelerate food, agriculture, and health innovations that are needed so much like Crop Mobster at this time. And one of the cool things we're doing is working with students at UC Merced to teach them how to run this, right? To drive impact today. Mm-hmm. And we have a curriculum that can hopefully grow our leaders of tomorrow. And that, to me, is the highest purpose of this. And so right now what we're doing is trying to get support at all levels, individuals, organizations, partners, industry,
hey, Nick,
public. Yes?
I'm going to pause you, refer everybody to the website, and say thank you to you and Peter, because I want to play the video one more time, okay?
Sure. Right on. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks to you both, Peter Coyote and Nick Papadopoulos. Happy birthday today to my son. That's Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak, and here again is Live to Share.
The door of a food bank opens in the heart. Our pantry is stocked with helpfulness, jars and jars of nourishing potential. A kindergarten classroom can make a difference. One fruit tree can help feed a neighborhood, extending hopeful branches and roots across fence lines, boundaries, and borders. Galaxies of potential. Farmers, gardeners, and cleaners. Farm workers, trucks, and volunteers. Canners, chefs, 4-H'ers, and soup kitchens. And remember the hands. Black, white, brown, and red hands. You are all revered and appreciated. Thank you for feeding our communities. Thank you for helping us reclaim and remember mutual aid and neighborliness. A sprouting and resilient spirit core to all communities. Remember your grandma's hands, turning the soil, canning those green beans, sharing a few jars with the neighbors. The love shared is the love we need. Be your own crop mobster. Live to share.